אנחנו לומדים מספר תלמוד עשר הספירות.
We're studying in the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 6, page 1912. In Hebrew, we're reading from part 16, the three worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Well, starting with the words of Dari, item 42. You can watch us on our website and ask questions. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, volume 6 on the study of the Ten Sefirot, page 1912, item 42. The three, part 16, the three worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, the words of Dari, item 42.
We chose this excerpt because Rabash used to choose it when he studied with me. Whenever we traveled anywhere, when he was in the hospital, we would always study this part. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, this part doesn't require much knowledge from previous parts, but the general knowledge is enough for us to start to understand it. So we will read this part. And we'll try to draw different things so to make it clearer. And that's how we'll advance.
We'll
start from 43.
Item 43. Adam HaRishon had no part of this world, which is the general world of Asiya. Indeed, his guf, his body, was from the world of Yetzirah, and his nefesh from the world of Bria, and his ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, and his neshama from Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, and neshama le neshama from Abba ve'ima of Atzilut.
Adam HaRishon is a partsuf that is inside the worlds of Abiyah. Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. He lives in them, this partsuf, and receives from them. That's why he says, Adam HaRishon had no part of this world, which is in the world of Asiya. Meaning he was outside of the world of Asiya. Indeed, his guf, his body, was from the world of Yetzirah, and nefesh from the world of Bria. These are parts of his soul. And ruach from Nukva of Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, and neshama from Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, and neshama le neshama from Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut. Meaning his structure called the soul. It's all of it, the soul. Even when we speak of his hands and legs, his head, toch, sof, it's all the soul. It's all the spiritual part. There's no corporeality here at all. So they explain to us how he receives lights, influences from various worlds that he is in them. He clothes in them. Let's go forward.
Above or opening me, inner light?
Opening me.
Okay, below.
So, inner light, opening me, item 43. His guf was from the world of Yetzirah, and his nefesh from the world of Bria, and his ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, and his neshama from Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, and neshama le neshama from Abba Ve'ima De'Atzilut.
We can draw. They can see it?
Of course.
Okay, so we say his guf, his body from the world of Yetzirah.
כן? גוף.
גוף.
מעולם היצירה.
World of יצירה.
כן? יצירה. כן? הלאה. רוחו מנוקווה דזרמפין.
Next. רוח from נוקווה. דזרמפין ובצילות.
First, nafsho is nefesh from the world of Bria.
Right, nefesh from Olam Bria. Nefesh.
Me'olam Bria.
From the world of Bria.
Ve'efo, ve'ruach min Nukva Ozer Anpin.
And ruach from Nukva Ozer Anpin of Atzilut.
Ruach. מינוק ודזרם פנדה הצלות, נגיד ממלכות. נו, נעשה ככה, ממלכות דה הצלות, נוקווה.
תק. Okay, מלכות דה הצלות, נוקווה. And נשמה from זרם פנדה הצלות.
נשמה. מזרם פנדה הצלות.
נשמה from זרם פנדה הצלות.
כן. ונשמה לנשמה מאבא ואמא דאצילות.
נשמה או נשמה.
נשמה
ונשמה, let's say.
נפש, רוח, נשמה, חיה נגיד.
חיה, let's say.
חיה. או נשמה לנשמה. מי
אבא? נשמה. או נשמה. אבא ואמא או אצילות.
לכתוב את זה, אולי בכל זאת אנחנו נכתוב את זה ב...
You know how to write it? Maybe we'll write it in Hebrew, after all. Be clearer.
התרגלו לזה.
To grow accustomed to it.
בסדר? אני רוצה לדעת, חברים, זה בסדר, לא בסדר.
Okay, I want to know, friends, is it okay, not okay what I'm doing?
זה נוח לכם, לא...
It's convenient for you, not what do I have to change so you will be closer to what we're studying.
PT 22.
PT 22.
Maybe when we begin, if you can explain to us how did we get to this state?
No, no, how we got to this state? We start and that's it. That's how we learn. You can do it before or after. It will take years to study.
Can I ask one more question? What is Adam Rishon? We learn that there are olamot.
I don't know. I don't know. Ask about what I just said. You're smart. You can say 1,000 questions. I don't need them. We're not going to come out of it. PT5.
Yes, first of all, it's really exciting to study tests all of a sudden. And maybe in order to have a better intention, when we learn this system, should we look for it in the ten, in the worldly, or in humanity?
זה לחפש בתוכנו.
You should look for this inside.
מה זה בתוכנו?
בתוכנו.
What does it mean inside?
Inside. Inside a person.
אני רק אתם צריכים להבין, אני מוגבל.
Just understand, I'm limited. I cannot disperse in a million directions. Nothing will be understood. So I prefer to do, as he says, take something out of all of creation, study that, even superficially, intellectually, and gradually from that to begin to open it up. I have no choice didactically, pedagogically. That's how we do it.
Peter Shalosh.
Да, спасибо огромный трепет и предвкушение перед изучением учения десяти сферот. Спасибо, что рисуете. Да, и пишите на иврите, мы уже привыкли. Спасибо огромное.
Rav, if you can keep on writing in Hebrew.
Yeah, it's Abba and Ima.
Zer Anpin.
Zer Anpin. Malchut.
Bria.
Bria. And this is Yetzirah.
Ze Guf.
This is Guf.
Nishtadel lirshom et ze bitzura yafa.
I'll try to write it down nicely. Ruach. Nefesh. Ruach.
Neshama.
Neshama.
Ve-chaya.
And Chaya.
זהו. ואולי אנחנו נשתדל עד מחר.
And maybe until tomorrow.
יצירו את זה בצורה יפה, ניב. כן?
They'll try to sketch it nicely. Give it to someone to do it. You know, really like we do with the other sketches, drawings. So his goof was from the world of Yetzirah. This is the goof from the world of Yetzirah. And his nefesh from the world of Briah, and his ruach from the Nukva of Atzilut, his soul from Zeran bin da Atzilut, and neshama le neshama, or chaya, is from Abba and Ima of Atzilut, chaya, neshama le neshama.
Neshama le neshama.
Neshama le neshama.
Lamu kure or chaya.
Why does he call the light of chaya neshama le neshama? We have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. 5 degrees. Every light that is more internal than the previous is called neshama, like the neshama in the soul. The neshama in relation to the body, that's more internal. That's why he says neshama le neshama, calls it the light of chaya. Okay, he says here that we need to reflect on this in order to compare this article with the broader article that will be presented here later on and with the rest of the articles in this regard. And you have to know, up until now, what we talked about is not important. From this point and on, we're starting before the sin of Adam HaRishon. Man, or Adam, had two discernments of Naran, meaning man had two parts, two lights, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Naran, because he had Naran from the worlds of Bia, Bria Yetzirah Asiya, that he exists inside the worlds of Bia, and he also had Naran from the world of Atzilut, where he was inside the world of Atzilut, meaning Adam that has received, he received light from the worlds of Bia and light from the world of Atzilut. And he also had an external clothing over this, over all of these lights that he has received, similarly to the corporeal body of now. We don't know what the corporeal or physical body of now that he has. The meaning is after the shattering and the descent and everything that it says about that, that the Creator created man out of dust, the dust of the ground. And therefore, all of the worlds were on a higher degree than the one they are on now. Because from the Chazeh of Yetzirah of now and downwards, there was the section of the Klipot. We'll draw that in a moment. And Zeran Pin was instead of Abba, and Nukva instead of Ima, and the Bria instead of the Zeran Pin of Atzilut, and the Gao of Yetzira instead the Nukva of Atzilut, and the sixth lower one of Yetzira instead of the sixth first of Bria of now. We'll draw all this, don't worry. And the Gao of Asiya instead of the first instead of the last four of the Bria of now, and the six lower ones of Asiya instead of the six upper of Yetzirah of now, because the end of the Raglin was in the place of the Chazeh of Yetzirah of now. Okay, so let's move to the next page.
Yesh lanu.
We have.
Yesh lanu.
We have.
Kaze sargel. Yesh lanu.
We have this kind of.
Yesh lanu kach. Ze tabur.
Here we have the tabur. This is the parsa. This is the siyum.
Siyum. Azumer kach.
So what he says is that Adam Rishon, the end of his siyum raglav was and
atzilut.
It means that we have the worlds of Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And at the Chazeh of Yetzira. At Chazeh of Yetzirah, here.
Aya lanu.
We had.
Aya nigmar. Parzuf de Adam Rishon.
This is where the Parzuf of Adam Rishon ended.
Parzuf de Adam Rishon.
Meaning the Parzuf of Adam Rishon, where he was. It ended here. At Chazeh of Yetzirah.
No. Tov.
Okay. So we heard this, we have to get used to all of these things. Gradually, it'll take some time. And the external clothing of Adam HaRishon was made out of the Malchut of Asiya, that's called dust of the ground. As it says in the Torah, that he has created man out of the dust of the ground. That's called the external clothing of the Partsuf. We're talking only about spirituality. There is nothing corporeal here. Our imaginary world doesn't exist. We're the only ones that envision it or depict it. Once we start getting rid of our ego, we also start getting rid of our connection to this imaginary world. Even though that from the Bria of this Malchut was created the place of Bet HaMikdash, the temple. But the Asiya entirely was then above the Chazeh of Yetzirah of now. Meaning that the Asiya was here. The world of Asiya.
Olam Asiya Ayakan.
The world of Asiya was here. The ascent of the worlds, Aliyat HaOlamot, and afterwards he had Naran of Bia. Nefesh Ruach Neshama, from the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Nefesh Ruach he had from Asiya and Yetzirah. Nefesh from Asiya, Ruach from Yetzirah. And they're also called Prinat Gufo, the body of Adam. Why is it called Gufo? Nefesh Ruach, because the Vak, Nefesh Ruach, are usually called Guf. This is how Kabbalists, not in order to confuse us, but this is how they call it. And the Neshama, he had the Neshama from Bria, and afterwards he also had Naran from Atzilut, Nefesh from Nukva of Atzilut, that was dressed in the world of Yetzirah, because then, when all the worlds were above, And in order for the Nukva to be able to clothe in the world of Yetzirah, which is Zeranpin, therefore this Nefesh was considered Ruach. And he had Ruach from Zeranpin of Atzilut that is dressed in the world of Briah. And in order for the Zeranpin to be able to clothe in Briah, which is Neshama and Yeshut, therefore this Ruach was considered Neshama. And Neshama le Neshama he had from Zeranpin of Atzilut that are instead of Abba and Ima.
Ze anachnu itchem.
These are things that we will learn tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll bring you drawings, sketches, already prepared for this, and we'll further scrutinize this. Keep on reading, Niv.
It said, his goof was from the world of Yetzirah. Meaning his nefesh ruach.
Meaning he calls nefesh ruach guf.
Which are called vak or guf. Both were from the world of Yetzirah. For the asiya of then stood above chazeh the Yetzirah. Because of it, it is considered that his nefesh too, which received from Masiyah, is also regarded as Yetzirah with regard to now.
What does he want to say? That the world of Asiyah and also part of the Yetzirah, these worlds were a bit higher, and also Adam HaRishon then received from them. Yeah.
It said, his nefesh is from the world of Briah, meaning he had the quality of neshama from the world of Briah, and it is called nefesh with regard to nefesh de Atzilut. This is the meaning of, his ruach is from Nukva de Zeran bin de Atzilut, meaning from the part of Nukva that is clothed in Gar of Yetzirah. Then, it is called Ruach. Because of the clothing in the world of Yetzirah, which is regarded as Zeranpin and Ruach. This is the meaning of, and his Neshama is from Zeranpin Datzilut, meaning from the part of Zeranpin clothed in the world of Briah. And it is called Neshama, although anything that comes from Zeranpin is only Ruach. Thus, because of his clothing in Briah, which is regarded as Neshama and Yesod, and this is the meaning of a neshama to neshama from Abba and Ima, meaning from Zon that rose and clothed Abba and Ima. Since Zeranpin rose then to the place of Abba, and Nukva rose to the place of Ima.
Thus far. Any questions? I see only Kiev asking. Well, architect, what's up?
I see that we are learning three different systems. The first is the state of the worlds in state one, and the state of the world in another state, and some pasuf that is in them. How can we depict this? What is that system? What does it mean that Adam HaRishon is in between the worlds or inside the worlds? How can one pasuf be inside another pasuf? How can we describe it?
How does it work in our world? What is the problem? You have a person who enters a building, and then he's on different floors. So there's the building, and there's that person inside the building. Only the difference here is that, according to where he is, these degrees, these stories of the building, influence them more or less. That's all there is to it. You'll get used to it. You're thinking, oh my God, what is this? These are just names. The confusion is, it's because of the names that we don't know where, what, how. It kind of slips between your fingers. But really? Nothing.
No.
Nothing to it.
But not only is a person lost between the floors are lost.
True. It's like in Harry Potter.
Why do these floors move between the worlds?
This is how it once was before the sin of Adam HaRishon, but after the sin of Adam HaRishon, all the worlds descended and they no longer move. There is the matter of ascent during the Shabbat, but the worlds are a system. The system that we exist in, and this system also exists, also goes through different changes. You're also saying, look what's going on with the world. All the systems, the sun, the moon, the air, earth, everything's changing. Changing how? They're moving up, down, inside what space? That you're not familiar with it. There are different other spheres there, but you don't feel them. You don't feel them. And they want to explain to you where we are, where we ascend and descend in regard or in relation to these systems that are influencing us, and how can we influence them back? We have no choice. We have to grow. It's a little child that only knows his room, running from corner to corner, and seems to him that that's the entire world, his entire world. That there's nothing else besides that. He doesn't understand. Where do the toys come from? Where does the food come from? What's going on? Nothing. It's all in my room. This is how it is. And afterwards, he starts better and better understanding that besides his room, there's also the apartment and other apartments and other floors and kindergarten, the street. The same way we too have to get to know ourselves. And right now, we're in a state that around us there is the big broad world, and what's going to happen to it? It's influencing us. It is already starting to shake us up in such a way that we have no choice. We can't shut our eyes like a little child and I don't see anything. And when he shuts his eyes, it seems to him that nothing exists. That by that, he chases away all these external influences, but it's not so. We can't do it. Comes the virus and shakes us up thoroughly, saying, open your eyes and start seeing where you are and how all of these sources that affect you, how they change. What's happening with these sources? They're starting to move in relation to you. The floors in the building, they start moving. Suddenly you discover that you're in a certain room, but that this room's starting to move like in an elevator upwards. And after you're inside this elevator with this room, a bit higher, this entire building is like an elevator in relation to a broader building in which we ascend or descend, and that's how we live. And we have to open our eyes and to acknowledge reality. Sure, it was easier the way it was before, but we have no choice. It's something that we can't escape. So, don't cry. We have a method. we have the ability, the force, the guidance from above, and together we'll go and succeed. Yekaterinburg.
Шальтем, ну. Ваш вопрос.
What's your question, guys?
Да, да, да.
No sound.
Да, 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 я включаю его.
Сейчас слышно.
Now we can hear you.
Алло. Алло.
Слышно.
Да, я уже понял, что-то с программой. Да-да-да. Я правильно понимаю, что Гуф или Вак Адам Ришон...
If I understand correctly, the Guf at the time of creation was from Parsa to Chazé of the world of Yetzirah, the Guf.
Oh, we'll learn about this. We'll study this. This is something that we'd have to study, and Baltia.
Хотел спросить, сейчас, когда мы учим...
I wanted to ask, now that we're learning Talmud Sfirot, the way you studied with Rabash, we are learning, are we learning this as...
продвигаемся, насколько вместе именно усваиваем.
One Kabbalist, meaning are we advancing the more we absorb the material together? Anyone connected to the learning right now?
Yes, we're studying Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, it's not each of us, but it's the sum total of souls, at least a 10, that wants to ascend and become like Adam HaRishon.
North America.
North America.
Rav, in the text we've been reading, we hear a lot Nukva and Zon. I know that Nukva is the bride of Zerampin, but we don't hear Malhut. Why is that, that we don't relate to Malhut in the structure of Adam HaRishon?
Malhut or Nukva ze oto davar.
Malhut or Nukva are one and the same. The Nukva is the Malhut.
PT 34.
PT 34.
We read that his goof was from the world of Yetzirah. Can you explain what does it mean from the world of Yetzirah? What did he receive from the world of Yetzirah? Lights or Kelim? And how does he have a connection there?
Was this written?
Yes, it said his goof was from the world of Yetzirah.
So what?
So what did he receive from the world of Yetzirah?
It doesn't say. Why are you jumping?
Dov.
So we've reached item
44. We finished 43.
Okay, let's read 84 from the top.
Item 44, the words of the Ari. The reason why he didn't have a part in the world of Asiya is in what we will explain about the order of the world and its division. The place of its ruin is corresponding to the Klipa. And the settlement of the world is divided into many divisions. There is the settlement abroad, over outside of the Eretz. This corresponds to Asiya, and the land of Israel, all of the land of Israel, corresponds to Yetzirah, as it is written in the portion Vayakhel, the firmaments of Asiya, exist on the land of Israel to protect it. And the place of the temple corresponds to Bria. The place of the Holy of Holies corresponds to the upper Holy of Holies of Bria.
Continue some more. Let's listen for a few minutes.
Above or below?
Ari.
All right, Ari. 45. It turns out that Adam HaRishon, since he was created from the place of his atonement, therefore, at that time, the world was always in Bria. After he sinned, he was made in the weekdays. We already explained in the portion of Kudei that Adam HaRishon was created through the zivug of Zeranpin and Ukva that rose up to the whole Heichal of Abba Ve'ima, where they made it face to face and gave birth to Adam and Eve.
That the Malchut of Atzilut and Zeranpin of Atzilut ascended to the degree of Abba and Ima of Atzilut, and on the degree of Abba and Ima they have both the light of Chasadim and the light of Chochmah, and then they connected and together gave birth to Adam and Chava. Some more. Just in order to hear.
Item 46. Therefore, at that time, Zeranpin was in Neshama, which is Bina. His Nukva was in Ruach, which is Zeranpin. It was said about it there in Saba of Mishpatim, concerning the candle of the Lord is man's soul. For Neshama, soul, is a male from the upper tree. From the great upper tree. And Ruach is Nukva from the small tree.
And the Neshama comes from Tchura, and Ruach comes from Nukva. Okay. Next.
47. The thing is that Zeranpin, which is the big male tree, upper tree, from there came the soul of Adam HaRishon. And it is called Neshama. Because it is named after Zeranpin being up in a place of Bina, and the Ruach of Adam is from Nukva, the Zeranpin, the small tree, Nukva. And it is called Ruach after being there, because at that time his Nukva was in the place of Zeranpin, her husband.
Meaning he has both Neshama and also Ruach. These two. Now,
48. After Adam HaRishon sinned in the tree of knowledge, which is the world of Asiya, from which he was commanded not to eat, because he had no part in Asiya, but only from Yetzirah and above, and because he transgressed and ate from the tree of knowledge, which is Asiya, he caused a flaw in all the worlds, and they all descended from their degree in this manner, because Yetzirah clothed in Asiya.
I'm dead. 49.
It turns out that the land of Israel, which corresponded to Yetzirah, does not receive from it unless through Asiya, since Yetzirah clothed in her. Likewise, Bria dresses in Yetzirah, and Nukva Datzilut dressed in Bria, and Zeranpin dressed in his Nukva. And likewise, so forth, in all the ones above it. They all descended from their degree.
And now,
item 50. Now, Adam's nefesh, soul, was from Nukva de Zeranpin, that descended to the place of nefesh in Bria. And his ruach was from Zeranpin, which descended to his place, to the place of his Nukva. By this, the words that say that Nefesh and Ruach are Malchut and Tiferet are correct and do not dispute with the words of the Saba, which speaks after the sin of Adam.
No.
No, read
some more.
51. Now, Adam HaRishon fell several degrees
after the sin.
For in the beginning, his goof was from Yetzirah. Now, his goof is from this world. And his nefesh is from Asiya. His ruach from Yetzirah, from the place where his goof was initially.
Continue.
52. Do not be surprised if in several places in the Zohar you will find that the tree of knowledge is in Yetzirah. The tree of knowledge in Yetzirah, good, matat is good, and some is bad. For the tree of knowledge is not only in Asiyah, where there are klipot mixed with kedusha, holiness. But after Yetzirah descended and clothed in Asiyah, Yetzirah is also called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yetzirah, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, is also called Asiyah. This thoroughly explained the depiction of the tree of knowledge and what it was.
Tov, must be katkan.
All right, let's go back to our usual material. And later on we'll... Today I'll have to prepare sketches, diagrams, and those that know how to do this, try it yourselves. Let's see who can do it in the most convenient way. And tomorrow we'll present it to our friends from all around the world and advance. Now we're moving on to the introduction to tests.
So we're moving on to the next part of the lesson, and before that we'll sing a melody tune.